Congratulations. You've made it to week 8 of ASIC's Movement for Mind, our final sessions. This week, we're going to celebrate your achievement and look back at some of what we've learned. We're also going to look ahead at some small but key things that you can do to keep yourself feeling physically and mentally well once the program is over. First, let's get warmed up. Let's begin by walking. Nice and steady. Not too slow, but nothing too intense. Now, as you walk, take a moment to reflect on where you were at the start of the program and where you are now. You may not remember everything you've experienced in the past 8 weeks, but lots of it will have sunk in subtle ways you may not even realize. For this warm-up, we're going back to session 1, our very first warm-up, back before you really knew what the program was all about. So, we're going to get the heart rate up a little, so start with some high knees as you walk, and keep that gentle pace. Just bring those knees up as if you were in a marching band. And you might want to increase the intensity and keeping that balance by swinging your arms a little bit more. Staying stable, proud posture, and looking straight ahead. Let's do that for a count of 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Great. Now, back to that easy 5. And as always, remember to breathe. All right. So let's just stop there. Now we're going to switch to walking on the spot. So now we're walking as fast as we can, but without going anywhere. Feet barely leaving the ground, alternating legs at a quick pace with high energy, arms swinging as well. Okay? And 1, 2, 1, 2. Got it? Keep swinging those arms. Keep the pace up. Look straight ahead, and we'll go for 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Good job. And back to walking. Now, it's time for a couple of stretches. See if you can find a convenient place. Of course, you can pause if you need to. And you may want to hold on to something, a railing or a wall maybe, and keep breathing. We're going to do some leg swings. So put one hand on your hip, the other on a railing to hold on for balance, and start swinging one leg forward and backwards, swinging it from the hip, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Nice and easy, we switch over to the next leg. And remember, swinging it from the hip. Proud posture, look straight ahead. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Maybe you can notice an increase in your flexibility compared to the 8 weeks ago. Maybe it's subtle, but just these stretches, these dynamic exercises will help you become more flexible and help you move more easily. The last exercise is to walk out those calves. We've done a variation of this regularly through our sessions. It's important not to overlook the calves. Keeping them supple and warm will really help avoid injury. So find a lamppost or a railing, something in front of you to push against. Now make sure that you're leaning towards that lamppost, your feet next to each other. It's almost like a classic runner stretch. Now keep your left leg straight with your foot planted to the ground and bend your right leg a little, the weight, the front of your right foot. Now alternate those legs. So straighten up your right leg and bend the left one. And just walk out those calves, stretching one calf at a time. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Great. That was the last exercise for the warm-up. Now it's time to get into our session. Moving in gear 1, a slow walk, nice and slow. So as you're moving, get used to the movement. Take a couple of nice deep breaths. And slowly increase the pace now into gear 2. How does that feel today? Any tightness or everything flowing smoothly? Either is fine. Just relax into the movement. We've been using these gears throughout the program. Can you remember what gear 2 felt like at the start? Was it a struggle to speed up? Or maybe you had to hold yourself back a little? Although we're not focusing on fitness here, maybe you've discovered ways to make your movement more smooth and relaxed. Perhaps you breathe more easily at gear 2, or you find yourself happier in gear 3. Take a moment to focus on your movement and see if you can compare your gears to how they felt at the start of the program. Don't worry if you can't remember. Often we don't notice the progress we made if it's not measured. But it can be a very positive thing just to acknowledge to yourself that there's been a progress. So give yourself a pat on the back. Okay, moving in gear 2 now. The gears are a useful way to control your pace, but they're also a really good way to stay connected to your movement. As we shift into gear 3, try to really notice how it feels as you accelerate. Where do you notice the increase in pace? Your legs, of course, but maybe also in your chest as your breathing changes a little. Your arms, as they swing a little more. Great. Do you remember how in week 1 we went up and down the ladder just to get used to how the gears felt? I want you to try that again now. But today, you're in control. Okay? Pick a slower gear and move in that for the next 20 seconds. Just noticing how it feels. And when I say go, switch it up into a higher gear. Ready? And go. How does this gear feel? Just try to really notice the changes in your body as they happen. Perhaps you feel a little more fatigued or more energized. Can you feel more pressure in your feet? Or maybe you're breaking into a little sweat. Don't think too much about what the feelings mean. Just notice them. Maybe imagine them written on a piece of paper. Pretend you can pin them to a board. Just something to be aware of. Keep going in that higher gear, controlled, and keep breathing. Those feelings in your body and in your mind, they are not you. They're just something you're experiencing. Like everything else, they will pass. Okay, in 20 seconds, pick your favorite gear and settle into that. Ready? And go. Into that favorite gear. Feeling good there? Comfortable? Perhaps you can try a short moment of Gray's nasal breathing. Keep your lips together, but gentle. No tightness in your jaw, and breathe in and out through the nose. Controlled. No pressure, just by yourself. Keep it easy and comfortable. But breathing through the nose is a good guide to how in control you are. If it's a struggle, maybe ease back on your pace a little. Remember the slight pause after you exhale, just to lengthen the breath? See if you can do that for a few breaths. Make the ideas you've learned work for you. Great. Just keep moving. We're not learning anything new today. We're just reminding ourselves of what we've experienced. Maybe we can refresh our memories a little. You'll take the most from ASIC's movement for mind when you find ways to integrate it into your everyday life. So don't worry too much about the details of Gray's sessions. Just find a way to use your breath to connect to the moment. The breath is always there for you, as something to come back to. If you find your mind racing, try to pay attention to your breath for a moment and see what happens to your thoughts. Let's keep moving, keep breathing, stay connected. Remember, you're in control of your gear here. This is all about what feels best for you. So, still feeling comfortable in that gear? Great. Keep moving in your gear now. Maybe play around with your strides a little. See if that changes anything. Longer strides, shorter steps. Do you remember how Rose talked about our movements guiding our mood? Perhaps you've started to notice this more. The way you move reflects how you feel. And also the other way around. You can lift your mood just by moving in a different way. So if you don't want to use your breath, try letting your arms become your focus. Lift your head, nice and proud. Smile, even if you don't feel super happy, even if it feels a little silly. Just give it a try. Okay, keep moving like that. Relaxed and enjoy. The way your body and mind work together is really powerful. I hope that through our program, you've started to notice that body and mind are more closely linked than you thought. That means your body can be a tool for feeling better. You don't need anything special to make use of it. Just by connecting, noticing, and being kind to your body, you can lift your mood, boost your energy, give yourself clarity and focus. Let's finish our movement session today by trying a visualization, just like Dominique taught us in week 4. Pick a word. It might be energy. It might be confidence. It might be calm. Whatever feels right for you. If you're struggling to think of something, perhaps just go with joy. Now hold that word in your head as you move. Your choice of gear, remember, you own this. Let it work for you. Okay, so now picture yourself really becoming your word. What does that do to your movements? Are you going faster or slower? What we're doing here is building our well-being toolkit. If we know we can use movement to help us feel a certain way, then we can keep that with us all the time. So try to remember how this feels right now. It's always available to you. You don't need anything special to shift your body and mind. It's kind of magic if you think about it. Okay, let the word drift away now and keep moving the way you want to. Let's just move without thought or judgment for a few paces. Whatever thoughts come, just let them. Whatever physical feelings you experience, just notice them. Take a back seat and watch these things come and go as you move. We're going to gradually slow down and get ourselves ready for the cool down. Ease into it. As I said, you're in control. You own this program now. All right, moving nice and slow. Let's find a place for some gentle cool down exercises. If you need to pause, let's do that now. Have you found a spot? Just like our warm-up, we're going to remind ourselves of the cool-down from week one. Perhaps it'll help you recognize the changes you've made in the past 2 months. So let's start with a quad stretch, stretching out the front of the thigh. This may require a little bit of balance, so hold on to something if you need to. Stand straight. Balance on your left foot. Slowly raise your right heel towards your buttocks. And grab onto your foot with your right hand. And keep your back nice and straight. Look ahead. And pull gently on the foot for the stretch. And push your hips forward just a little. And hold there for 20 seconds. 5, 10, 15, a little bit deeper into the stretch, and 20. Great. Switch legs and try not to look down. Instead, find that proud posture, look straight ahead, and push your hips forward a bit. Pull for the stretch, and 5, 10, good, 15, a little bit deeper into the stretch, 20, that's great. Okay, so we're going into the next one, which is our old favorite, the calf stretch. So find a wall or a lamppost, a railing, something to put your hands against. And put one foot in front of the other and keep your back leg straight with your foot planted on the ground. And find stretch in the back calf by pushing your hips forward, leaning in, all the while keeping the back foot planted to the ground. We'll get that stretch just nice and easy. Don't pull on it too hard. Hold for 20 seconds. 5, 10, 15, see if you can go a little bit deeper, and 20. All right, switch legs. Again, find that stretch. Keep your body in a straight line, leaning in. Push your hips forward. And five. Ten. 15. And remember to breathe. And 20. Good. Really nice. Now, this will be the last one. It's a gentle hamstring stretch. Another stretch you'll be familiar with. Okay. Stand with one foot in front of the other. Bend the back knee and put your hands on that knee and put some weight on it. From here, you tilt forward at the waist, keeping your front leg straight. You should feel the stretch in the hamstring down the back of that straight front leg. Hold for 20 seconds. And 5. 10. 15. A little bit deeper. And 20. So switch legs. Get yourself in the same position. Front leg straight. The back knee bent. Leaning forward, tilting at the waist. And find that stretch. Hold for 20 seconds. And 5. 10. And remember to breathe. 15. And 20. Great job. I hope you enjoyed our session of reflection today. It's important that you feel in control of these ideas. Allow them to work for you. The next session is our last one together. I look forward to seeing you then.